Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. The Chadbourne girl injured in an ATV wreck near Hallsboro on Saturday has died. Remy Noble, age 12, was riding with two other children when their side-by-side wrecked at a home off Elbow Road. The other two girls were treated and released from Columbus Regional Healthcare. Brian Riley's been arrested on multiple child sex charges after allegedly kidnapping a teenager in the Mount Olive community. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said the girl was reported missing early Monday. Riley, age 64, was tracked to an apartment in Fayetteville on Tuesday, where the girl was rescued and taken into custody. He is currently being held under no bond. Lisa Danielle Landreth faces child abuse charges after her two children tested positive for methamphetamine. Landreth, age 33, is being held under no bond. The children allegedly ingested the drugs after Landreth allowed them access to a quantity of meth in her home near Whiteville. Michaela Nicole Dean has been charged with misdemeanor child abuse after she allegedly bit and injured a child in her care. The child was taken to an area urgent care, according to the sheriff's office, and medical officials contacted authorities. Dean was babysitting the child at the time of the incident. She was released on a secured bond. Leon Wilson, age 18, was held under no bond on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon after he allegedly hit a man with an aluminum baseball bat on Tuesday. The sheriff's office was called to Godwin Lane to investigate a report of an altercation with weapons and found Wilson hiding in a bathroom. The victim was not seriously injured and refused medical care. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair gets underway on Tuesday at the county fairgrounds. Monday is the fair parade in downtown Whiteville, and you can look for more on the fair at columbuscountynews.com. The North Carolina Forest Service is gearing up for fall wildfire season. Windy, usually dry conditions in the fall of the year lead to major wildfires across North Carolina. Eastern North Carolina is experiencing prime wildfire conditions due to long-term overall lower rainfall amounts and storm debris in area forests. Pine straw, leaves, and dead branches can quickly become food for out-of-control fires. Always remember to keep water, firefighting tools, and a telephone handy when burning yard debris, and never leave your fire unattended. Voters wishing to cast a ballot in the November municipal elections must register by October 10th. Most towns in the county will have races this year. Municipal elections are November 4th. Only residents of towns and cities may vote in these elections. There will be a chicken bag fundraiser on Friday at the Veterans Building in downtown Whiteville. Proceeds benefit Elena Adams, a 15-month-old being treated for brain cancer. Plates are $8. To get your plate or for more information, call 910-641-1385. The Artesia Alumni Association will host a yard sale and hot dog lunch on Friday starting at 11 a.m. Lunch plates are $7 and include two hot dogs, chips, and a drink. The sale will be at 847 Hallsboro Road South, and all proceeds go to their scholarship fund. Fair Bluff will be having a Fall First Saturday Market this week starting at 8 a.m. until. There'll be live music, a kids' pumpkin carving contest, a fishing contest, vendors, and a livestock swap. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is happening this Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m. The event was postponed last week due to the weather. There will be a live band, games, food trucks, and more. Admission is $5, and children under 9 get in free. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are $12, and you can see any member of the church to get your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce, from ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips. The Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Whiteville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Whiteville.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it!